Thousands join President, First Lady for annual White House Easter Egg Roll. Washington, thousands of children and families gathered on the South Lawn of the White House on a sunny Monday morning on April 6 for the annual White House Easter Egg Roll, hosted by President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. White flowers adorned the portico handrails, with the columns wrapped in a massive red, white, and blue plaid design. "This is the nicest I've ever seen it," Trump said from the Truman balcony. "Everything's new, and everything's beautiful, and the White House never looked better, and our country never looked better." The president mingled with the crowd, signing autographs for several of the children while jokingly informing them they could sell it on eBay for $25,000 tonight. Egg farmers from across the country attended the event and supplied more than 40,000 eggs for the classic egg rolling races and other activities. Continuing with tradition, visitors received a commemorative White House Easter egg. The Marine Corps Band played tunes on the South Portico, accompanied by birds chirping in the historic magnolia trees growing near the Executive Mansion. "Happy Easter Monday," the First Lady said during the opening ceremony, noting the importance of the nation's 25th birthday this year. "I hope you enjoy this beautiful day." For the second year, the nonpartisan group America 250 joined the planning efforts, with an immersive display honoring the nation's historic monuments. Guests celebrated with egg coloring, cookie decorating, mini golf, and numerous photo opportunities. Live chicks were on display, and energetic youngsters danced on the bunny hop stage. Children sat with the First Lady writing letters of gratitude to American troops, dropping them off in a mailbox emblazoned with her signature, "Be Best" initiative. Dozens of excited attendees played ring toss with the First Lady, taking pictures and chatting with Mrs. Trump. The First Lady later joined hundreds of children in a specially decorated reading nook on the new Rose Garden patio as she read The Runaway Bunny, written by Margaret Wise Brown and illustrated by Clement Hurd. Among other speakers visiting the reading nook were Second Lady Usha Vance, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Celebrating Easter with egg rolling at the White House dates to at least 1878, when President Rutherford B. Hayes officially established the tradition by inviting a group of children into the grounds. Other records suggest informal egg rolling was underway during Abraham Lincoln's presidency, according to the White House. Perennially popular, celebrations got out of hand in 1939 when the Secret Service determined that a group of individuals, including children, devised a scheme to charge admission for adults who snuck into the festivities. To manage the crowds in recent years, officials allocated tickets in blocks, with rotating time periods for respective reservations. Upwards of 50,000 visitors were expected this year, according to the president. Trump spoke to reporters during unplanned, intermittent exchanges throughout the event, with many of the questions related to the war in Iran. "If it were up to me, I'd take the oil. I'd keep the oil, and we'd make plenty of money," Trump said. "And I'd also take care of the people of Iran much better than they've been taken care of." Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Kash Patel, Special Assistant to the President Stephen Miller, and other administration officials attended the event. Hegseth, Central Intelligence Agency Director John Ratcliffe, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Dan Kane joined the President for a press conference later in the afternoon.